the birth of Jesus Christ, which was described in the Bible.
他在马槽里降生。
He was born and lay in the manger.
但是成为节日是很少人知道。
But few of us know why it became such a festive holiday.
所以我们看在现在啊，有两种两个版本的圣诞节。
There are two editions of the origins of Christmas.
啊，你如果出去看外面装饰的彩灯的话，你就发现两种版本。
If you notice, there are two kinds of decoration for the Christmas lights out there.
90% 的彩灯是圣诞老人和他的鹿车。
90% are Santa Claus and the reindeers.
还有圣诞树。
And Christmas tree.
还有那个 J 型的糖果。
And candy cane.
10%的装饰呢？描述的就是 Richard 所讲的，就是祭月所讲的。
10% of the decoration, just like what Richard mentioned this morning, a religious decoration.
啊，马槽里面的圣婴。
Baby and the manger, three wise men.
玛利亚和三博士的装饰啊。
And Maria.
我们发觉人们用圣诞老人代替了耶稣。
We think Jesus was replaced by Santa Claus.
就像用复活兔代替了耶稣基督的复活一样。
By the same token, Easter Bunny for the resurrection of Jesus Christ.
但是实际上你知道两个版本是一个版本。
However, the true edition should be one.
因为当基督教成为罗马的国教的时候。
When Christianity became the national religion for Roman Empire,
教会就把异教的崇拜啊，改成了对耶稣基督这种降生的庆祝。
Churches at that time tried to convert the celebrations of idols to celebrations of the birth of Jesus Christ.
对圣诞节的日期实际上是对。太阳神跟丰收之神偶像崇拜的日期。
So originally the celebration is actually the celebration of the god of Apollo and Demeter.
啊，那你知道圣诞树是怎么来的吗
？Do you know the origin of Christmas tree?
圣诞树是在北欧的时候，很多人他很羡慕春天。
It actually came from North Europe when people are in the winter time. They're mourning for the springtime.
所以过节的时候，他会用冬青树来装饰房屋。
So they use evergreens to decorate their house.
那基督教把这个冬青树变成了象征三位一体、赐下永生的圣诞树。
So now Christians change that evergreen tree.To the Christmas tree to signify Trinity.
那 J 型的糖果是什么
？And what is the candy cane about?
J 型的糖果实际上代表耶稣基督 Jesus.
It actually symbolizes Jesus Christ.
Yeah, 那个字母，而且还有这个牧人的。
Because of the letter J.Represent Jesus and also represent the staff of a shepherd.
那个红色代表十字架留下的宝血。
The red is the color of the blood Christ shed for us.
这是因为当时天主教会希望小孩子在圣诞崇拜的时候，不要吵闹，给他们一个糖果。
At that time, the church tried to use a candy cane to quiet and calm the children.
那圣诞老人跟圣诞袜子，我想很多人都知道。
Where did Santa Claus and the socks coming from?
那是早期教会的圣尼古拉斯主教。
It actually from the high priest Nicholas.
他出身很富有。
He came from a really wealthy family.
他很乐意帮助穷人，却不愿意留名。
He loves to help the poor anonymously,
那有一次呢，他看见一个穷困潦倒的人要卖他三个女儿。
One time, he passed by the market. He sold there were three daughters sold by their father.
所以他就经过那里，经过他们的家的时候，他就从车里面扔金币，往里面扔金币。
So, he throw out he throw out coins out of his coach when he passed by their place.
那个金币恰恰落在火炉边烘干的袜子里。
And the gold coins happened to fall into the stocks, which was hanged by the fireplace to be dried.
所以你看，实际上两个版本是一个版本。
So now you can see the two editions became one.
他所庆祝的乃是一个拯救的故事。
So it's a celebration of the story of salvation.
耶稣降世为人，为要拯救罪人。
Jesus Christ came to the world to save sinners.
为了要把那些拜偶像的、拜太阳神、丰收之神的，把它转过来。
You want to convert people who worship idols like Apollo, Demeter to our Lord.
这是文化性的改变。
It's a cultural change.
但是你现在看到我们庆祝圣诞节的时候，我们把这个文化性的改变又改为世俗。
Now we can see when we celebrate Christmas, we change from the religious side to a social celebration.
圣诞节是一个无条件的爱。
We shall celebrate unconditional love for Christmas.
圣尼古拉斯无条件的爱。
Saint, you see unconditional love like Saint, Nicholas.
所以我们看到这是一个很美好的节日。
So we know this is a wonderful time of Christmas.
啊，我们会说这个圣诞节跟我有什么关系
？What is that? What is Christmas has anything to do with me?
耶稣降生在这个世上的目的是为了要拯救罪人。
The purpose of the birth of our Jesus Christ is to save sinners.
所以耶稣的名字就是拯救的意思。
So the meaning of the name Jesus is salvation.
所以换句话说，一个人如果要得到拯救的话，圣诞节就跟他相关。
If there's a person want to receive the salvation, then Christmas has everything to do with that person.
但如果我们觉得我们不需要被从罪中被拯救的话，圣诞节就与你无关。
If you think you don't need to be saved, then Christmas has nothing to do with you.
那我们如何知道自己究竟是不是一个罪人
？How do you figure out if you're a sinner?
我们看到有两个标准。
There are two standards.
就像圣诞节的来历一样。
Just like the origins of Christmas.
第一个，你有没有去拜偶像？
First of all, are you idol worshippers?
你有没有尽心的爱你的上帝？
Do you love God with all your heart?
第二个，你有没有像圣尼古拉斯一样舍己爱人？
Secondly, do you like Saint Nicholas, sacrifice yourself to love others?
所以我们看到，我们是不是一个罪人，代表？它的标准是我们有没有舍己爱人，有没有尽心尽性尽意尽力爱上帝。
So how do you figure out if you're sinners? First, you need to figure out if you love God with all your heart. Secondly, do you love others like you love yourself and sacrifice yourself?
我们看到这个圣经的第十三节，保罗这个人。
In verse 13, Paul.
他说我从前是亵渎神逼迫人的辱骂人的。
I was once the blasphemer, persecutor, and a violent man.
我不知道你认识认不认识保罗哈。
I don't know if you all know Paul.
他可不是个简单的人。
He's not your average Joe.
Good translation. 当时的犹太人保罗在当时的犹太人当中可以说是年少有为。
He is an exceptional man among Jews at that time.
高等学府毕业。
well educated.
我们哈佛大学的毕业生哈。
Similar as you graduate from Harvard.
犹太人的正统血统。
Pure blood.
是一个红二代。
Notable bloodline.
所以从犹太人的道德标准来看，他是很高尚的。
He is high and noble, even to Jewish standards.
那他信主以后，他怎么看自己？
However, after he received the salvation, how does he view himself?
当他对比这个爱人如己的标准的时候，
when he tried to match up to the standard of God.
但是我没有相信上帝的时候，我是亵渎神的。
Before I know our Lord, I was a blasphemer, persecutor.
我也没有爱人如己。
I don't love others like how I love myself.
因为我逼迫那些基督徒。
I persecute them. I push them to the corner.
可能逼迫基督徒的时候，我还嘲笑他们，轻视他们。
I insult them, laugh at them, spit at them.
所以他在这个第十六节，他做了一个总结说。我是一个罪魁。
In conclusion, in verse 16, I was the worst among them.
所以弟兄姐妹朋友们，我们的道德标准在哪里呢？
So brothers and sisters, what's your moral standard?
我们是以现在的法律为标准吗？
Is it the current law?
我一不偷二不抢。
I don't steal, I'm not a thief.
那么我们在税务上面有没有守法？
Do you ever try to cheat when you file your tax?
我们有没有？我们是以我们中国人的现在的道德标准为标准。
If you try to separate the moral standard by race or nation, is that to a Chinese standard?
还是美国的标准
？Or United States standard?
那么我们真的是诚实了。
Are we genuinely honest?
我们是爱人如己呢，还是更爱自己？
We love others like how we love ourselves, or we love ourselves more than anyone else.
就算在人的道德标准上，我们都是有缺陷。
The human moral standard is flawed.
我们按照人的道德标准也是有缺陷。
We are flawed.According to any moral standard,
就不要说爱人如己了。
Don't even mention love others like you love yourself.
所以我们在生活中常常有逼迫人。
We persecute others all the time.
我们也会轻视别人。
We look down upon them.
当然，我们知道这个绝不单单是指我们自己，而是每一个人。
It's not only to myself. Everybody else is the same.
可能别人不知道，但是我们的配偶跟孩子知道。
Maybe the others wouldn't know how you are. However, the people who live with you, like your spouse and your children, know.
我们说，如果世界上如果没有罪人的话，哪里来的战争？
If there were no sinners at all in this world, then war shouldn't be existed.
为什么有瘟疫？为什么有忧郁
？Why there are pandemics and depressions？
为什么有孤单无助的人
？Why loneliness？
为什么有无家可归的人
？Why helpless, homeless？
为什么有这个 Salvation Army？Why
there's Salvation Army？
为什么有女人哭泣
？Why women are crying？
为什么有男人叹息
？Why men are sighing？
为什么父母跟儿女彼此漠视
？Why the parents disown their children? The children don't care about their parents.
但是是别人的错，对不对
？We shouldn't always point fingers at the others.
之所以这样子，是因为我们没有一个国家，没有一个民族，没有一个人像耶稣一样舍己。
It's all because there's no one person, one nation, one race love each other like how Jesus loved us.
我们都更多的关心自己。
We care about ourselves more than others.
所以在上帝的眼中，我们每一个人都是一个罪人。
So in the eyes of our Lord, we are all sinners.
所以圣经说世人都犯了罪。
We all sin, sin.
所以耶稣基督的诞生就是为了要拯救。
So Jesus came to this world to save sinners like you and me.
如果我们都是罪人的话，如果这个世界上没有绝对无辜和良善的国家、民族和人，
If there's no absolute good countries, person, race.
但却有一个绝对良善的上帝的话。
There's this one and only righteous, just God.
绝对公义的上帝的话，那么我们如何才能公在公义上帝的审判当中得救？
How can we save, from the final judgment in front of our Lord?
所以我们所读的圣经当中第十六节，他说他就是相信耶稣之人得到永生的榜样。
So in verse 16, Paul described himself as an example, to believe in Lord and follow our Christ.
这个榜样就是一个模型的意思。
What is an example? It's a pattern. It's a model.
所以我们是照着保罗的样式得救的。
So we just copy the way he did.
那保罗是怎么得救的呢？
How was he saved?
这就是圣诞节的意义。
This is the true meaning of Christmas.
保罗不是他寻找耶稣，乃是耶稣寻找他。
Paul did not seek the Lord out. The Lord came to Paul to find him.
你看到他在大马士革的路上。
On Paul's way to Damascus.
他原来是要逼迫人的。
He was on his way to destroy church and Christians.
但是呢，耶稣向他显现。
Then the Lord revealed himself to Paul.
耶稣让他三天瞎了。
He was blind for 3 days.
然后又找一个人把他眼睛打开。
And he appointed a person to open Paul's eyes.
他就知道上帝是上帝。
So he knew the Lord is the Lord.
所以我们看到这是耶稣在找他。
Jesus seek Paul out.
我们哪一个人不是这样子呢？
It's the same for us.
是耶稣差派弟兄姐妹们一个一个找回来的。
Likewise, brothers and sisters were appointed by Jesus Christ to seek his people out.
是你的爸爸妈妈哭泣祷告来的。
Your parents seek you out while they were praying for you, crying.
是因为争吵来的。
It's from all the quarrels.
有可能是强迫来。
Maybe they force you to come to church.
但是你知道，这是耶稣在找你。
But I want you to know, it's actually the Lord Jesus Christ trying to seek you out.
耶稣在你的心门外不断地叩你的门。
He's knocking on the door of your heart.
我们可以看到，我们就算相信了上帝。
Even though we believe in Jesus Christ,
刚开始的时候是犹犹豫豫的接受。
At the beginning, we hesitated.
然后隔三差五的来教会。
We came to church every so often.
最后才是委身。
At the end, we will surrender and submit ourselves.
有的时候我们还会从委身的状况之下跌倒。
We fail sometimes.
但是耶稣他不断地在寻找你。
He continuously seeks you out.
他不会放弃你的。
He will never give you up.
他也不会放过你。
He will never let you go.
我们看到第十二节说，保罗说，我感谢神赐给我力量，因为他以我有忠心，让我服侍他。
In verse 12, Can you repeat?
感谢主耶稣基督赐给我力量。
Thank for our Lord giving me their strength.
因为他以我有忠心派我服侍他。
He considered me trustworthy to his service.
这并不是说我们一听到，哎呀，大家，耶稣肯定是以保罗为中心的人。
Paul was considered trustworthy by our Lord.
但实际上不是。
The truth is that he's not.
因为保罗在信主的时候一点也不忠心。
When he first believed in God, he's actually not that trustworthy.
你知道刚开始的时候，众弟兄姐妹都不相信保罗。
At the very beginning, brothers and sisters, they don't believe in Paul.
他是逼迫我们的。
He was the one persecuting us.
但是耶稣以他为有忠心。
However, Jesus Christ chose him, considered him trustworthy.
这是无条件的爱和拯救。
This is unconditional love and salvation.
我不知道大家有没有这样的经历。
I don't know if you have the same experience.
这个经历就是当别人都不信任你的时候，忽然有一个人他信任你。
It's at a low point in your life. Nobody believes in you, but there's one person truly, firmly believing in you.
大家都不觉得你是好人的时候，唯有一个人他觉得你是个好人。
You were considered evil or a bad person by everybody except this one person. He thinks you're good.
这就是耶稣如何看待保罗。
That's how Paul was perceived by Jesus Christ.
耶稣信任保罗。
Jesus trusts in him, in Paul.
这份信任就是有价值。
It's priceless, valuable of this kind of trust.
是他力排众议使用保罗。
He doesn't care about how other people perceive how Paul is. He wants to choose him.
所以哥林多前书七章二十五节这样说。
First Corinthians chapter seven, verse twenty-five.
保罗是蒙主连续。做忠心的人
Paul is considered trustworthy by the Lord.
所以他是蒙上帝的恩典跟怜悯，上帝看他为忠心的人。
He's only trustworthy because he had mercy from the Lord.
我们看到第十三节说，我从前是亵渎人、逼迫人、辱骂人的，然而我还蒙了怜悯。因为我是不信的时候而做的，不信的时候而做的。
We're back to First Timothy chapter
one,
verse 13. I was once a blasphemer, persecutor, and violent man.
因为我是不信不明白的时候而做的。
I act in this way because of my ignorance and unbelief.
这并不是说保罗有什么理由。
That doesn't mean he's justified for his unbelief.
因为他在前面说他是逼迫人的，逼迫人从来没有什么理由。
Because at the beginning he mentioned that he persecute others. You don't need a good reason to persecute anyone.
他确实是一个罪人。
He's truly a sinner.
他这样子讲是因为他要讲述耶稣基督这种无条件的爱。
The way he described himself to such a low point is that he want to emphasize the salvation of our Lord is unlimited.
所以这是他信主之后的变化，他变成了上帝所使用的忠心的仆人。
This is a great transformation after he believed in our Lord.He became trustworthy in God's eyes.
因为耶稣使他有信心跟爱心。
God made him trustworthy and love others.
所以你知道我们有时候我们看待基督徒，我们会觉得哎呀基督徒挺好的。
So we know by the worldly standard, Christians are nice people. They're nice.
但是我们知道从前我们并不是这样。
However, we knew we were not like that before.
是耶稣他使我们有信心跟爱心。
Jesus makes us this way.
所以第十五到第十六节这样讲，耶稣基督降世为人，这是可信的，十分可佩服的，在罪人中我是个罪魁，然而我蒙了怜悯，因耶稣基督要在我这个罪魁身上显明他一切的忍耐，给后来信他得永生的人
就没有
做榜样啊。这个没有啊，不要紧哈。
verse 15 to 16.
Here is a trustworthy saying that deserves full acceptance. Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am the worst. But for that very reason, I was shown mercy so that in me, the worst of sinners, Christ Jesus might display his immense patience as an example for those who will believe in him and receive eternal life.
所以这是耶稣所爱的，就是糟糕的罪人，他接受他。
Jesus loves and accepts sinner unconditional.
他信任他。
He trusts us.
他改变他。
He changed him, transformed him.
这就是圣诞节的真正含义。
This is the true meaning of Christmas.
我想我们在这个最后啊，我们来看一个短片啊，它就表明了这个圣诞节的真正的含义。我在这里来放，那个 David 可以 cancel。我想很多弟兄姐妹都
，I want to show you a short film of the Origin about Christmas.
What if there were things we could never take back? Words.Decisions, mistakes, a world where every heartache lasted forever, where every wound never healed, no autocorrect, no backspace, no delete, a world where man only drifts farther and farther away from happiness, from peace, from God.That's what the world would be like without a savior. Thankfully, that world doesn't exist. Because one quiet night, long ago, in a tiny town, a child was born. Born to change all hearts, end all goodbyes, fix all mistakes. Born to overcome anguish,Regret, depression, fear. He understands you. He heals us. He can bridge the lonely gap between God and man and bring us home if we let him, if we love him, if we follow him.That's why we celebrate. That's why we sing. And that's why he was born.
The film really touches.
圣诞节的真正含义就是耶稣为你而降生。
The true meaning of Christmas is that Jesus Christ came into the world to save sinners like you and me.
他主动地寻找你。
He seek you out first.
他无条件地爱你这个不完美的罪人。
He love us imperfect sinners unconditional.
他赐给你信心。
He grant you the faith.
他赐给你爱别人的心。
He give you the heart to love others.
他拯救你这个罪人得到永生。
He save you and let you receive eternal life.
他诞生了，这就是圣诞节。
He was born for this. This is the true meaning of Christmas.
让我们来祷告，来默想圣诞节的意义。
Let's pray.
感谢赞美主。
Lord, we thank you and praise you.
你为我而来。
You came for me.
你在敲我的门。
You knocked the door of my heart.
你在寻找我。
You seek me out.
当我打开我的门的时候。
When I open the door of my heart.
你就住在我的心里。
You will come dwell inside.
你赐给我信心，让我相信你。
You make me trustworthy. You give me faith.
你赐给我爱心，让我能爱周围的人。
You gave me a loving heart to love others.
你赐给我永生，让我永不惧怕。
You gave me eternal life, so there's no fear in my life.
有一天我要在天下与你相聚。
One day I will meet you in heaven.
祷告祈求，奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name I pray.
Amen.
谢谢牧师的正道。好，我们今天有小朋友，还有陈师范谢师，接下来就轮到我们会众，我们一起来唱诗赞美神。好，请大家起立。
It's our time to sing and praise the Lord. Please rise.
来唱诗歌本地这首诗《天使歌唱》。
高空天使间歌唱，夜地天南美妙声，高山森林为之响，天使歌唱同唱鸣。 长长声音，天使歌颂他高声，你们真是动了我，你父将众星闪光。
来唱这首歌。